T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, you know what? We've got elections coming up November 3rd, and I'll be voting at the Henrico Courthouse today so that I get that done. I feel confident about it. But we've got another election that you can't forget about that's next November. It's statewide for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, members of the House of Delegates. And we have a new name, a Republican running for lieutenant governor, and that's Tim Hugo, the former delegate from Centerville. And Tim Hugo is with us now. This morning. Good morning to you. How are you? Are you excited?
Hey, John. Thanks for having us. I was listening to the same thing on Fox News, had a little similar thoughts about the identity politics. But
Good. Okay.
And I really did. And then it's interesting. We've got to get through these elections first. We've got to get the president reelected and Gade in the Senate and then all our congressional candidates. Then on to next year. But we've got to start planning now. And because the Democrats are already thinking about it, how they're going to continue to take over the state and continue to push things, I think, in the wrong direction. And if we don't start planning now for the fight, we'll regret it. So, yeah, I'm stepping up to run, and we're going to fight and, you know, make sure that, you know, we're putting the common sense conservative ideas back on the table.
Yeah, getting into it this early raises some eyebrows, you know, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you know, more than a year in advance. But the fundraising is a big issue, and if we're being honest, I talked to some people this weekend who were concerned that Republican candidates this year, Daniel Gade being one of them, is challenging Mark Warner, who is personally very wealthy himself and is tied to a lot of wealthy donors in D.C., that Daniel Gade's having a hard time raising money. I don't know whether his campaign would agree with that or not, and that some of the other candidates running for Congress who have an R behind their name are having a difficult time raising money. Is that one of the main reasons that you jump in this early, is to try to say, hey, don't count me out before I even get started? I need support.
No, I think you just got to get in early to make sure it's a big state. I mean, you know, your family's been involved in politics for years, and yeah, your dad was probably the best debater we had in the General Assembly, without a doubt. But you've got to get around the state early and do it. And as for fundraising for these candidates, you know, we're helping some of our candidates. I'm doing a fundraiser for Gade October 9th. You know, we're not going to take away from them. But if you don't get in early, if you don't say you're out there running, you'll regret it. These things take a year, more than a year. And, you know, when you look at what they're doing in Virginia General Assembly, mm-hmm, whether it's on the Second Amendment, on the life issue, on the business, on taxes, regulation, or just competence, John, I just don't think they can govern. Look at this week. I mean, yeah, they've got the special session where everybody was being paid, at least the Democrats being paid the per diem to basically meet at home. But the budget was supposed to be the number one issue. And what happened? This week they didn't meet. Or last week they didn't meet because the fact of the matter is the speaker had to do an event with Mrs. Biden. They had golf tournaments. But they didn't meet and deal with the number one issue they're supposed to. I think there's a level of competence that they're lacking, but I also think there's the issues that a lot of us care about. I think the majority of the Virginians care about protecting the Second Amendment, business, making sure we have a good business climate where families can make sure they're eating, putting food on the table for their wife, their husband, their kids, and they are failing on every measure. And that's why I'm in. And, you know, I did this for 17 years. I'm a conservative. I'm from Northern Virginia, from Fairfax. I have a was endorsed by the VCDL to the lifetime NRA A average rating, pro-life. But we were able to help with the business community, focus on the business issues, make a good business climate. And that's what I want to bring. And I think we can do that. And I think if we do that on the governor's race, the lieutenant governor, or the attorney general, we're going to have a good year next year, because I think, and I hope, and I see it when I hear people are having buyer's remorse about what happened last year.
That's interesting that you think so. I have wondered whether the average voter is paying close attention to what's been happening in Richmond. And I was surprised this weekend how many people told me, "Oh my God, John, you're exaggerating the violence." And I said, "Have you been to downtown Richmond? Have you seen?" I don't think I'm making this up. The difference between the way that city looked in March of 2020, before the pandemic started and before the rioting started, and the way the city looks now, it's pretty dramatic. And we got that list of 30 restaurants that have closed. I mean, that's kind of a combination of pandemic, a cutback of the number of people who were dining in and the fear of a lot of people to go to the city.
John, what pushed me over the edge?
That's just around here.
I've got a condo down in Richmond, right across from Cuba Cuba, about a block off Monument Avenue, actually between Robert E. Lee and Zeb Stewart. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can talk about Monument Avenue. Obviously, we know that. What pushed me over the edge, a month and a half ago, I drove down to check on my condo, and I drove down Broad Street. And I put it up on Facebook. I went up from the Capitol all the way down to VCU. I just stuck my arm out the window and drove down and, you know, taped it, and I sent it to people. They couldn't believe it. The only people you'd see it. The only people making money, or the people really making money, are people selling plywood and spray paint, and that's just wrong. I mean, a lot of those businesses you and I went to, the restaurants and the shoe stores, it's tragic. You know, Broad Street was coming back, and they destroyed it. And I think this is what happens when you get Democrats have the House, the Senate, and the governor. Or if they get the president, the Senate, and the House at the national level, we will regret it. I think we're regretting in Virginia. We'll regret it in nationally if we do this, which I'm confident we won't. But that's
it's
why
time
we're gonna
for
get in
some responsible
year.
Folks, both in City Hall and at the state capitol. And I appreciate you jumping into the race and coming on the air here. And I hope we'll talk to you a lot over the next several months. Tim Hugo, the former delegate in the House of Delegates from Centerville, now a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. Seeking the Republican nomination next year. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.